From the WEKU Newsroom, I'm Brian Burkhart with the Daily News Podcast for December 9th, 2025. The recent shooting of two West Virginia National Guard members in Washington, D.C. has Afghans in Kentucky worried. The alleged shooter is an Afghan national who came to the U.S. after the government of Afghanistan fell in 2021. Many of the people in that country who aided the United States military were brought to the U.S. for their safety as the Taliban returned. With recent changes in immigration policy and the recent shooting, many are concerned about being painted with a broad brush and facing backlash. John Kohlinger is the executive director of Kentucky Refugee Ministries, Incorporated. He says he's hearing a lot from Afghans in the Commonwealth.
A lot of fear, and I know fear is something. There's a shooting, and Muslim immigrants or refugees or other, you know, immigrants are thinking, please, God, don't let it be, you know, a crime that people can brand us as responsible for. You know, these people, they've been victims of extremism.
Kohlinger says there are many success stories from refugees that have made Kentucky their home. He says many young Afghans succeed in college and finding jobs in local economies. You can hear the full interview with John Kohlinger online at weku.org. Yesterday saw around 1 to 2 inches of snow around the Mountain Parkway corridor in eastern Kentucky. More winter weather is expected to hit the region later this week. The National Weather Service reports warmer temperatures through tomorrow, with temperatures in the high 40s and low 50s in central and eastern Kentucky. There's a chance for more snow starting tomorrow evening and lasting through Friday. Donald Compton is the public works manager for Prestonsville. He says the town is prepared.
We hope it's a mild winter, but if it is, you know, worse weather, we've got some salt stockpiled and the trucks are ready to go.
Emergency management teams say to slow down on the road and keep a safe distance between yourself and other drivers. They recommend keeping an emergency kit stocked with blankets, warm clothes, food, and water. If an accident or wreck happens, call 911. East Kentucky Power Cooperative says it has applied for federal funds to extend the lives of its coal plants. Curtis Tate has more on the story.
CEO Tony Campbell told the Kentucky Public Service Commission Monday that the cooperative applied for a $90 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy. Those funds would be used to convert the coal units at the Spurlock plant in Mason County and the Cooper plant in Pulaski County to run on either coal or natural gas.
Because that really is the reason we're doing coal firing is to keep those coal plants alive. We think we need these in our country.
The Trump administration made $625 million available to upgrade and extend the lives of coal plants across the country. Coal has been displaced by natural gas as the leading fuel for electricity. Kentucky Power has said recently that it planned to seek federal funds to repair or replace a cooling tower at its Mitchell plant in West Virginia. Both companies are seeking customer rate increases. I'm Curtis Tate.
A community near Mammoth Cave National Park is expanding its tourism base through the craft spirits industry. Cave City will hold a grand opening celebration on Friday for Dueling Grounds Distillery and M.B. Rowland Distillery. Cave City Mayor Dwayne Hatcher says the new businesses are part of the revitalization the downtown has recently experienced.
We have new businesses right next door to both of these just opened this year, which is a restaurant, bar-type business. We just had a new flower shop open up. We continue to grow downtown, and it's very exciting to see a lot of our older buildings being remodeled and brought back to life.
Cave City plans to welcome a third distillery in 2026 near the convention center, just off I-65. Cave City Distilling Company will build a full-scale craft distillery featuring bourbon production, tours, and tasting. You can learn more on these stories and many others when you visit us at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.